measure 24-354, Aurora Rural Fire Protection District. Renew current tax levy for emergency fire and medical services. Question, shall ARFPD renew current emergency services levy at 49 cents per $1,000 assessed value for 5 years, beginning in fiscal year 2015-2016? This measure renews current local option taxes. Summary, Aurora Rural Fire Protection District, ARFPD, provides emergency fire and medical response services to 64 square miles in Marion and Clackamas counties, including the cities of Aurora and Donald. In 2009, the voters approved a 5-year local option levy with a tax rate of 49 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. Levy funds were used to continue the career staffing at the current level of 4 firefighting positions and 6 resident student fire and life safety positions. These firefighting positions supplement the volunteer staffing on response units during the daytime hours when many of the volunteers are at work. This helps ensure sufficient personnel arrive within initial minutes of an emergency. Levy funds are also used for supplies, equipment, and repairs. If approved, this measure will renew the current levy with the same rate of 49 cents for 5 years, beginning in 2015. In addition to continuing funding for operations and personnel, the levy would pay for firefighting and medical tools, safety equipment, and repairs. The estimated revenues for each year of the levy are $323,235 in 2015-2016, $332,932 in 2016-2017, $342,920 in 2017-2018, $353,207 in 2018-2019, $363,803 in 2019-2020. Explanatory Statement. The Aurora Rural Fire Protection District, ARFPD, provides fire suppression, emergency medical care, rescue, and fire prevention services to an area of 64 square miles. ARFPD serves the cities of Aurora and Donald, as well as unincorporated areas of Clackamas and Marion counties. What is the history behind this proposal? Residents served by ARFPD approved a levy for emergency services in 2009 for 5 years. It will expire in 2014. What does this measure propose? It proposes to renew the current levy for 5 more years at the same tax rate of 49 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. This would enable the district to provide the current level of fire suppression and emergency services. When would the renewed levy first be collected? It would appear for the first time on the November 2015 property tax statement. The tax rate of 49 cents per $1,000 would be the same rate currently assessed. For example, a property owner with an assessed value of $150,000, estimated market value $255,000, would pay $73.50 in 2015. What was done with the levy funds voters approved in 2009? The focus of the previous levy was maintaining personnel and updated technology to maintain response to fires and medical emergencies. Specifically, number one, full-time staff was maintained at the current level of 4. The resident student volunteer program was maintained at the current level of 6. This staffs personnel positions available Monday through Friday during the daytime hours when many of the volunteers are at work. 2, equipment was repaired as needed. 3, a new fire tanker was completed for the Donald Station to replace one that was over 20 years old. 4, new air packs were purchased for our firefighters to replace units that were outdated and constantly breaking down. 5, we used some of the funds to provide a 5% match for our federal grant that purchased a new air compressor and fill station for our air packs. What would the renewed levy pay for? 1, retains firefighting and resident volunteer positions at the current level of staffing. These positions help ensure sufficient personnel arrive within the initial minutes of an emergency. 2, repairs to the existing apparatus and equipment. 3, replaces firefighter safety equipment. 4, provides tools for firefighting and emergency medical response. 5, upgrades emergency communication equipment. 6, continues to cover housing costs for the resident volunteer positions. What happens if this option tax fails to pass? Maintaining emergency response services would remain ARFPD's priority. However, severe reduction in staffing and operations would be required because this levy provides 36% of the total district revenues. Submitted by Mark Anderson, Board President, Aurora Rural Fire Protection District. No arguments in opposition of Measure 24-354 were filed. Argument in support of Measure 24-354. Measure number 24-354. ARFPD Board recommends a yes vote on Measure 24-354. As the voter-elected Board of Directors for the Aurora Rural Fire Protection District, ARFPD, we are responsible for referring Measure 24-354 to the voters. We recommend you vote yes on this measure to continue excellent fire and life safety service for the residents of the Aurora Rural Fire District. We are unanimous in our support for Measure 24-354 for several reasons. 1, this measure renews the local operating option tax at the same rate. 2, as with previous levies, it will help ensure a fast response and quick action by ARFPD volunteers and professional firefighters and paramedics at fires, accidents, and medical emergencies within our 64-square-mile district. 3, as a 5-year levy, it will be collected for the first time in November 2015 after the current levy has expired. 4, the tax rate is 49 cents per $1,000 of assessed value, the same as the expiring levy. As the Board of Directors, we appreciate and thank you for your past support. We have worked hard to efficiently manage district resources to assure high-quality service and, with stable costs, to the District 63 taxpayer. Your support of our firefighters is greatly appreciated. Please join us in voting yes on Measure 24-354. Mark Anderson, President, Greg Leo, Vice President, Deb Garner, Secretary, Donna Hamming, Board Member, Fred Netter, Board Member. Aurora Rural Fire Protection District Board of Directors. This information furnished by Mark Anderson, President, Aurora Rural Fire Protection District Board of Directors. This information furnished at filing by Greg Leo, Vice President, Aurora Rural Fire Protection District Board of Directors. Here's another argument in support of Measure 24-354. District 63 Firefighters Association supports Measure 24-354. Measure 24-354 is simple and straightforward. No increases, no fine print, just the continued reliable response to your emergencies you've come to count on. If passed, your tax rate will remain the same. On behalf of the District 63 Firefighters Association, we strongly support this measure. As a community, we thrive on our resources. Maintaining these resources are essential to providing our communities with the swift and efficient care you and your families deserve. A positive vote ensures we have the personnel available to tend to your needs as well as the essential life-saving equipment to do our job. Measure 24-354 allows our firefighters and EMTs to care for and protect you at the highest level. It enables us to deploy personnel to your emergency when seconds count. With the same tax rate you've grown accustomed to, this measure will secure another 5 years of service to you and your loved ones. So please vote yes on Measure 24-354. Vote yes on your safety. Vote yes on your future. Thank you for your continued support. Chuck Cox, President. Nicole Workman, Vice President, District 63 Firefighters Union. This information furnished by Nicole Workman, District 63 Firefighters Association. The printing of these arguments does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments.